So I'll tell you, starting where I was born. I was born way back here east of Bear River here. It was so far east that the trees all grew out straight instead of up straight, and every time you cut one down, you had to chain it to another one to keep it falling off the earth. And I was born in a log cabin, and my father built this log cabin right around this great big stump. The stump was about 8 feet over, and he cut it off flat, and we used that stump for our bed, and we used it for set on, and we used it for a table, and we didn't have no windows in the log cabin. We just had the open holes cut in. In winter time, when it got cold, we put deer hides over the cabin. Night times, when we come bedtime, where we'd all lay on this stump with the feet all in the center, and we'd all lay around like pie shape, and mother would cover us over with deer skins or moose skins or bear skins, something like that. So we grew up very tough, and we were very tough. It was a tough country, and in fact, it was so tough there that you used to have to tie the babies and keep them from biting the dogs. And there wasn't a dog around that had a full pair of ears. The kids had chewed them off, and the kids were kept tied until they were 3 years old. And when they were 3 years old, they were cut loose, and from then on, it was every dog for himself. And it was very common sight to see a dog going through the woods about 60 miles an hour, kayaking, the kid hanging on his back, chewing at his ears. Well, I remember when I was 3 years old, it was in the fall, the first snow, and my father took me outside the shack before daylight, and he said, you see that track in the snow? And I said, yeah. Well, he said, that's a rabbit track. He said, your breakfast is on the end of that track. Now get a going. Well, I started after this rabbit following his track, and I followed it for about an hour, and by and by, I see where he'd gone under a brush heap. So I went under the tree where the brush heap was, and I jumped on the brush heap, and I see the rabbit go out the other end, and I took after him. I chased him on maybe 5 minutes, and I overtook him, and I caught him by the tail. And the first tree I come to, I went one side the tree, and rabbit went the other, and he was going so fast that he hauled himself right out of his skin. And when he hit the cold snow, why, he froze to death. So I went over and picked him up and took him back and had the rabbit for breakfast. Well, we always had to give mother the hindquarters of a rabbit because she couldn't go out and hunt any for herself, so we always had to share the rabbit up with her. And after that, I had to do all my own hunting to get anything deep. If I wanted something to eat, why, I had to do the hunting. So the rabbits had long tails like cats when we were kids, but we kept breaking them off, and they kept getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And now they don't have any tails at all, just a little puff of hair, so they'd be pretty hard to run down. You'd have to catch one now with a hind foot. But we grew up that way. We grew up rough and tough, and